I'm from the Gomeroi people. I'm from Moree, Northwest New South. You know, I've been on, I'm part of the National Worker Party with the rest of the mob that are also involved with this. This is not just a embassy thing, it's not a war thing, it's not a fist thing. It's a national event that's been organised over the last 12 months and with a strong collective collaborative voice from many people from across the many nations, yeah. Coming up here to show my support and deliver a message to the world, Linda.
Why is it being called the Stolen Wealth Games?
Stolen wealth is colonialism. Colonialism is stolen wealth. If you look at the 45 colonies or 46 colonies that are involved with the Commonwealth Games, they're all countries that have been invaded by British imperialism. It's about we have an international media here, and it was about us getting our message out there to tell them the truth about what's happening here in Australia. We're asking for treaties. We're discussing treaties. We're talking about a war commission, a truth commission, in regard to the treatment of our people here in Australia, past and present treatments of our people.
There's a camp. Can you tell me
about
the camp?
Yeah, we're all situated out at Doug Jennings Park, which is on the end of SeaWorld Drive, near just past the resort down near the Spit. We've been here from the... Oh, what day did we start? I can't remember what day we started, but we were here for 2 weeks, from the 4th until the 16th, when we pack up and leave.
What's going on? 200
people here, women, adults, men, children, elders, you know. Yeah, it's all pretty spread out. Got proper facilities, showers, toilets. We're being well looked after. Yeah, and all of our voluntary mob that are standing in solidarity, helping us out. The biggest support there from them. You know, being fed well tonight, we're actually having turtle. So we're being spoiled down here, Linda.
I have heard, though, that there's been some trouble with white supremacists or nationalists.
Yeah, you know, most of our embassy and campsites, we're having issues with a few of the non-Indigenous community. Where there was an incident where, that was contained. You said I'm driving by and... You know, just acting stupid and hooligans like they are.
What have been some of the highlights so far during the protest?
Wow, some of the highlights, what can I say? You know, the opening, the baton relay, this morning, especially with the sunrise, they weren't expecting that. And as we know from Sun Lies, they've lied about it. But the other media were there, and I'm sure they'll pick them up on their lies, what they made this morning.
Can you explain what happened this morning?
What had happened? Well, we all went down to Sunrise to be their backdrop. They weren't expecting us. We were just like everyone else. We were tourists that were going down to check it all out, and we just happened to be there. Yeah, and created a colourful scenery from the background. Hmm.
And did they try and black out the...
Oh, yeah, they put it out. They stopped the segment. They had Toshi on one side. They took Samantha on the other side. I've actually gone live. You want to have a look at my Facebook wall. We went live from as soon as we arrived there, and you can see the incidents of not so-called incidents, but what had actually happened on that this morning. And, yeah, so, you know, we were there to protest against Sam Armitage and Sunrise and their lies, yeah.
You met with the Games Committee, Peter Beattie. What happened there?
Well, as I said, we had a, there was four of us, myself, Dale Rusker, Ruby Wharton and Dylan Boller. Dale delivered a statement in relation to what we, in regards to the War and Truth Commission, Truth and War Crimes Commission, and we discussed some of the other issues. I also spoke in regards to colonialism and incarceration. Within his statement, he said that he's quite willing to come back and meet with the people, and also look into this, the number of cases that we did bring up to him there at the time, which was the Zach Greaves and the Kevin Henry case. He actually made a fool out of himself because he reckons, you know, we're out, he's Aboriginal people, but yet when Kevin Henry got locked up, he was actually Premier of Queensland. Mm. So this goes to show whether he's, you know, they say one thing, but we all know they're pretty good for doing the opposite thing. But as I said, we've arranged meetings with Wayne to meet with the delegation here on Thursday. I'm not quite sure of the time of venue of that as yet, and the delegation that will be going there, but I'm sure it will be a combination of the elders, traditional owner elders, and some of the members from the working party, national Stolen Wealth Committee.
That follows on to the my next question, which was about what else is happening until the camp closes on the 15th.
Well, we still have workshops and discussions. As I said, we're getting a lot of feedback from around the country, suggestions, and, you know, we're getting positive and negative. So we spoke today about setting up a national committee where we get, so that way people are not feeling intimidated that it's run by one particular body, because we've seen the way the media has fear-mongered a lot of our people in relation to using names such as the Brisbane Embassy and War, and Aboriginal embassies in general, I suppose. So what we want to let people know is that, yes, we know that we are part of these groups, but also this is a part of a national group, and that we're not part of any organisation in general, you know what I mean? We're not incorporating ourselves to be anybody, but we want to be able to establish this War Truth Commission.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, just that it's been great down here. We've all been looked after down here. We've had a bit of rain, but the camp is actually, it's awesome. You know, we've got the elders in caravans and that. But and tonight we're enjoying some turtle. So sorry you can't be here, Linda. So try to get down if you can. And yeah, anyone out there listening, we're here until the 16th. So come down, check it out. You don't know unless you are. So yeah.
Thank you very much for speaking to us today, Gwenda.
No, thank you very much, Linda. And anytime. When you give us a call, we'll fill you in on what's happening and where we are.